Good evening. We're kind of on the series looking at the Holy Spirit, and I guess it's really come from me reading this book by Simon Ponsonby, God Inside Out. I spoke on this a couple of weeks ago and kind of set the scene that often the Holy Spirit has been a little bit left out of kind of theological thought, and Simon Ponsonby calls the Holy Spirit like the Cinderella of theology. It's sort of forgotten in the basement a little bit because so much of heresy was directed at Jesus and discussions on whether about his divinity and humanity, that was the real need to cement that in theological thought. So there's not been huge amounts of thought given to the Holy Spirit. And we kind of thought last time I spoke about the fact that, as an introduction, that the Spirit of God is, he's both divine, he is God, and he's also personable. He is a character, he's a person, he has character, he has emotions, and he is part of the Trinity. And tonight we're going to be looking at the Spirit and Jesus, and kind of the Spirit's relationship with Jesus as he was on earth. And it's really, reading it has been fascinating, because as you look, you see that the Holy Spirit is vital and in every single part of the life of Jesus. Ponsonby says this, that Jesus' human story is inseparable and incomprehensible without seeing it also as a story of the Holy Spirit. And so I guess as we look at the Spirit over the next couple of weeks, my heart is that we kind of just allow ourselves to get to know him a little bit more. That by his Spirit he would meet with us. And of course we know that the thing that the Spirit loves to do most is glorify Jesus and the Father. So in fact, by looking at the Holy Spirit, I believe that we'll get an even clearer picture of who Jesus is and who the Father is, and what that relationship of the Trinity is like. Ponsonby says that Jesus' human story is inseparable and incomprehensible without seeing it also as a story of the Spirit. And he also says that story is a prophetic prototype of the Spirit's story with us. So as we look tonight at the Spirit and his work in the life of Jesus, there's so much that we can see about what the Holy Spirit does in our lives and what's his relationship with us. So I'm going to start with Christmas. We had Christmas. Hope you enjoyed it. And we see right at the beginning the Holy Spirit's involvement in Jesus' life. And it's like there's been a drought, like a 400-year drought since in Israel the last prophet heard anything from God. It seems like the Holy Spirit, there was like almost like a drought of the Holy Spirit from the time that the last prophet in our Old Testament spoke to the time when things began to move for the birth of Jesus. We again hear the prophecies for John the Baptist, that they begin, it's like God's voice is beginning to be heard again. And then we have the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary. And the angel straight away talks about the Holy Spirit. And the angel says to Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. When he's talking about the conception of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. It says in Matthew 1:18 that Mary is to be with child of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, the Word, became flesh by the action of the Holy Spirit. His very being as Jesus, human and God, is attributed to the Spirit. He's there in the Spirit. And I think it's Simon Ponsonby puts this in an amazing way. He says that even as the Spirit of God regenerates and creates the eternal Son of God in our historical humanity, so the same Spirit of God regenerates and recreates our perishable humanity to be eternally with God. So the Holy Spirit is there in the birth of Jesus. It's by his power that God and flesh sort of come together. And it's by his power that we have our new birth in Christ. Our life in Christ is through the power of the Spirit. We are born anew, that we have become new creations, eternally bound to God because of the Spirit. And that's a reality in our life, but it's also by the Spirit that we discover what that truly means. We discover our new identity, our new creation on the inside of us by the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is right there in the midst of Christmas, the Christmas story, the beginning of the life of Jesus. And then the Spirit is there in Jesus growing up and in his ministry, in his life. And it's here that we see that Jesus, his whole life is lived dependent and leaning on the Holy Spirit. And there's just two kind of themes that I want to bring out about this as we look at the life of Jesus. And it's like the Holy Spirit kind of brings this idea to Jesus of intimacy with the Father. He's there when Jesus is baptized, and we hear the Father's voice saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And we see the Spirit descending on him as a dove. We also, I think it's fascinating that when Jesus is growing up, I don't know if you remember that time when his parents, they are kind of in Jerusalem for the feast, and they kind of wander back to their home with a crowd, and they think Jesus is in the crowd kind of playing with his friends. And so they go walking for 2 days, forgetting that Jesus is actually not there. They didn't realize. And so after 2 days walk, they suddenly realize Jesus is not in the crowd. And so they go back to Jerusalem and they find Jesus. And Jesus says something amazing to his parents. He says, "Didn't you know I would be in my Father's house. Now, remember, Jesus was just a boy, and the idea of calling God Father in that Jewish context was completely alien. Completely alien. But there, Jesus is boldly saying, "Didn't you know I'd be in my Father's house?" How did Jesus know to call God Father? Well, Jesus had the Spirit who testifies of his sonship, who reminds him of his sonship. Ponsonby writes this: "The Spirit's relationship with the Son is marked by a deep assurance of sonship and intimacy with Father God. It's in the Spirit that Jesus has this relationship, this deep knowing that God is his Father." And then, so the Spirit brings kind of this assurance of sonship and intimacy. And he also brings to the life of Jesus an effusion of power to manifest God's inbreaking rule. And I'm going to read to you Luke 4. And we can just see again how the Spirit of God is involved in the life of Jesus. So this is a reading from Luke 4:14. "So Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began saying to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" Jesus recognized that the Spirit was on him to manifest God's inbreaking rule, to preach the good news, to heal the sick, to set the oppressed free. Jesus completely emptied himself, and as a man, fully relied on the indwelling Holy Spirit for all his ministry. He relied on the Spirit for intimacy with the Father, and he relied on the Spirit for power to serve, power to love, power to bring the kingdom. And we too have that Spirit, the same Spirit, to know and to be assured of our sonship, our daughtership, and to know the power of the kingdom, and to, in a servant-like manner, spread that kingdom and use that authority. We also see the Spirit leads Jesus into the desert and into the wilderness, where he is tempted by Satan. And in this kind of battle, Jesus is almost restoring what fallen man had lost. Where Adam kind of disobeyed and fell into temptation, Jesus was victorious and overcame. Where the people of Israel went wandering around in the desert after going through the Red Sea, and they grieved the Spirit, Jesus in the wilderness honored God, and he returns out of the desert in the power of the Spirit. And we get the sense that in the desert, it was his reliance and obedience on the Spirit that brought victory. Throughout his life, Jesus is leaning on the Spirit for intimacy, for power, and for the grace to overcome temptation. And we too have been invited into that beautiful relationship. The Spirit loves relationship. The Spirit loves the relationship between Jesus and the Father. And he loves to make that accessible to us. One of the ways that I heard someone describe the Holy Spirit was like a light lighting up a cathedral. The Spirit loves to illuminate the Father, and he loves to illuminate and show us the Son. He often is in the background and putting and glorifying Jesus and glorifying the Son. The Spirit is key in Jesus' relationship with the Father, and he is key in our relationship with him too. Finally, we see that the Spirit of God is there at the death and resurrection of Jesus. As Jesus was dependent on the Spirit going through the desert, so is he dependent on the Spirit in death. In Hebrews, we read that Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself up without blemish to God, even at the cross, the Spirit is there. And it is through the cross that the Spirit of God was released to us. Through his death and resurrection, that's where we too became partakers of that Spirit, in relationship with that Spirit. So the Spirit is there at the cross, and the Spirit is there at his resurrection. It is by God's power, by God's Spirit, that Christ was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Father. And we too will know the Spirit's help through death. And then he will give life to us too. The Spirit will transform our lowly bodies by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. So there you go. This is a little quote from C. Baxter Kruger, which I think puts this all in context. He says this: according to the Scriptures, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, led and empowered by the Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, that's me saying it twice, given great joy by the Spirit, cast out demons by the Spirit, heard his Father in the Spirit, and offered himself to his Father by the power of the Spirit. From his conception to his death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus' life was thoroughly filled with the Holy Spirit. I thought that was amazing to think. I hadn't really thought of that before. That the whole of the life of Jesus is full and dependent on the Spirit of God. So, my question is, I've been trying to ask this question of myself. What does that mean for my Monday morning? What does that mean for me when I get up tomorrow and struggling to get out of bed? Well, I think there's something beautiful about the fact that the Spirit was completely and utterly involved in every area of the life of Jesus, in his birth, in temptation, in his work, his ministry, in the direction he should go, in his betrayal and crucifixion, and in death, and in his resurrection. The Spirit of God was in it all. And the Spirit has been given to us and is filled every area of our life. He's there in the difficult decision. He's there in the tough time. He's there in the temptation. He's there in the what direction should I take. The Spirit fills us. He's there in the growing in our relationship with the Father. It's what he loves to do. He loves to help us develop intimacy with the Father and the Son. And he's there in our reaching out to a broken world. Just as Jesus knew him in his birth, in his life, and in his death and resurrection, we too can know him in our rebirth, in our life, in doing normal life. And we'll know him as we pass through death and into eternal life. Shall we stand? We're going to stand and just invite that God's Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Lord, we just thank you that you're here. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're here. Thank you that you were with Jesus in every aspect of his life, and I thank you that you're with us in every aspect of ours. And Lord, I just pray that you'd come and meet with us tonight. Breathe on us tonight, Holy Spirit. Lord, assure us of our sonship, of our closeness to you. Reveal the power of the kingdom that's present in us. Lord, aid us where we're feeling tempted, where we feel we're in the wilderness. We just welcome you.